Joining us today is Karen Arle, a marketing and mindset coach from Webstar Web Design, and she's on a mission to help local business owners cut through the noise and make AI simple for everyday business owners. Karen believes AI doesn't have to be overwhelming, it just needs the right approach. Today, she's sharing practical strategies to help you save time, reduce stress, and get real results in ways that are practical and profitable. Let's get into it. Welcome, Karen.
Morning.
Karen, last time we spoke about what AI can do and how it can benefit our local business listeners. So let's go a little deeper. Where should business owners actually start without wasting time?
Absolutely. So I can from personal experience, the time suck is absolutely real. And just last week, I took part in an AI summit presented by Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi. Those two guys are worth following as a suggestion. But what they stated was that there's actually now more than 12,000 different AI tools and platforms to choose from. Don't know about you, but that's extremely overwhelming. But the good news is that most of us and those in the industry and those who are investigating and dabbling our toes into AI, what we're finding is most businesses only really need 3 to 5 tools to transform the businesses as well as our lives. We don't need all 12,000 tools. So my biggest tip is don't start with the tool, start with whatever your friction point is. So the question to ask yourself is, what do I avoid? So what types of tasks are you constantly trying to not do because you don't like them? And those tasks that you have to repeat every week. That's a great starting point. So common pain points are writing emails or content for things like blogs, websites, and newsletters, answering customer questions, so FAQs, chats, that kind of thing, as well as posting on social media more consistently. Most of our local business clients, they actually really don't like posting on social media. So AI is a really good tool to help you with that one. So another really good trick to help save time is to just pick one task and only one task and get started on leveraging the AI for that. And what you want to do is make sure you're clear as to why you want to leverage AI for it in the first place. The idea is, are you trying to gain or save more time? Are you trying to gain more money? And what... So the question to ask yourself is, how do you want AI to save or gain you more time and money that you can reinvest towards other areas of your life?
Karen, why do you think people get stuck or overwhelmed with AI?
Well, first of all, way too many tools, way too much hype, and too many AI experts out there claiming they know the right thing to do. So people feel like they need to learn everything. And there's also this pressure to jump on the bandwagon, otherwise you'll miss out. But the good news is it's not too late. You've got time. What another thing people do is they tend to jump between different tools without any results because they've kind of watered down their efforts. And what happens is that it's because they haven't defined why they're doing it all in the first place. There's no real clear starting point or finish point. The shift you need is you want to treat AI like you're hiring help. You're hiring a new team member. You're not just learning software. And to keep it extremely clear, it's about clarity, not complexity.
So once they've picked a task, what tools should they look at?
There's quite a few that, and it really depends on your industry. It depends on how much AI you're comfortable in integrating into your business and your life for now. So what I do is encourage listeners to start with matching the tool to the task. And what I also suggest is look at the pricing before you even sign up, because that's where these AI tools can get you. Some are only $5 a month, but there's others that are $150, $130, and some of them even go to roughly $500 Australian a month. Most small businesses can't sustain that. So be clear on what your expected costs are before jumping in and starting to set things up. So here are some of the popular user-friendly options. These are all at various price points, but as a business owner, you need to choose which ones is going to actually make you back your money or save you time and money. So for writing and communications, of course, there's ChatGPT or Claude. For research, Perplexity is a really good general purpose research tool. There are others that you can Google that are industry specific. So if you're in a medical field or you're in healthcare, there are other AI research tools that would suit you. For customer service, Tidio is a chatbot that you can integrate into your website. That's one we're starting to play with at the moment, which is looking really promising. And for social media and content, there's Canva and Buffer, as well as the built-in Meta tools. They're the more cost-effective solutions. Or there's things like Cintra. So if you're looking for something a lot fancier that can do a bit more of the management on your behalf. But again, start with one task, match it to the right tool, and then create the leverage you need, then move on to your next task.
How do you avoid wasting time jumping between tools?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a massive trap. So first, pick a tool, commit to it for a week. This is where the free trials come in and are really handy. I also suggest keeping a list of what free trials you have signed up to so that if you decide you don't want to go back to them, you can unsubscribe or cancel the account before it charges you. So then don't compare the tools straight away. Try one at a time. Focus on training the tool first, as it was a new team member. Give it a fighting chance to prove itself, like you would provide a new hire with a probationary period, and onboard them properly. Pretend it's a human. Then focus on your outcomes. Did it save you time? Did it improve quality? Did it help you increase your income? Then, as you build confidence first, optimize the process later. And the really good trick here is depth beats variety, hence why one tool at a time.
Karen, you mentioned onboarding a new AI tool as if it were a new team member. How could our listeners approach this?
Yes, so some of the people in the industry, we describe this as either levels, AI levels, or as a context sandwich. So level one, imagine this is the bottom slice of bread of your sandwich. This is the who am I, or who are you? You want to tell your AI, i.e. your new team member, about your business so it understands who you are, who your audience is, who you serve, what makes you unique. You can actually upload reference materials like your business bios, capability statements, mission, vision. What markets and locations do you serve? This will enhance the accuracy, quality, and professionalism that's required in your industry and business. Level two is the fillings. Here is what I need. So this is the prompt. This is you being clear about the task you need and telling AI the instructions of what it is you're looking for it to create for you. So feeding this into your AI team member, it's not unlike explaining a task to a new human hire. It's your responsibility as the boss, as the manager, to take the time to explain and ensure that the AI has fully understood and is capable of your request. You can actually ask AI now, can you do this for me? And it's usually pretty good at telling you whether it can or can't and giving you suggestions of what can. The third and the top level is that top slice of bread, what good looks like. So this is a game changer and something I picked up at the recent AI summit. You're going to give AI a standard of work to work towards. So the way to do this is provide examples of previous work that you're happy with, communicate with it your expectations and what you want the outcome to be. Tell your AI who it's for, as well as how and where it'll be used. So a good simple way to remember this is, who am I, what I need, and what good looks like. The idea here is you're trying to turn your AI tools from just generic outputs to becoming a genuinely useful and contributing member of your team.
Can you walk us through a real example using those AI levels?
Absolutely. So we'll take a landscaping business, for example. Level one, I run a landscaping business in Brisbane for busy homeowners servicing Southeast Queensland. Our points of difference are years of experience, passion for quality work, and we're affordable. Level two, write an Instagram post promoting garden cleanups. Level three, make us sound friendly and local like a community recommendation. As you get used to the AI tool, you can narrow down and make that more specific, but that's a really good starting point. The idea is you want to make it feel natural, it's relevant, and it's actually usable. Then you will spend less time fixing the content.
What are some practical tips to get better results quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. So the very first one is take a little extra time and train your AI like it is a human. It's a new intern, it's a new hire. Pretend it's a real person. Secondly, you want to be really super specific. Explain to it who you are, what you want, and what you expect the outcome to be. Include things like your location and audience. give it a tone. So do you want to come across as friendly and polished or do you want to come across as clinical? You could be really descriptive there. Then also use things like follow-up prompts. Save what works, tell it some feedback so it can actually change, so it can adapt the outcome to actually be more appropriate for your business, and then use the AI levels. Who am I? What I need? What good looks like?
What are the biggest benefits when businesses use AI properly?
Yeah, first and foremost is time savings, literally hours per week. With just one of our tools, we save anywhere between 12 to 15 hours a week just in email management. So it can be an absolute game changer for your business. Also, what we've noticed is faster turnaround, more consistent communication, less stress around content. I don't have to be too creative. I don't have to come up with the original ideas. AI will help. Better responsiveness to customers. Our customers have already noticed that we're responding to them way faster than we could before. And the really big one is you can stop avoiding the tasks that you put off and those repetitive tasks you don't want to do.
Karen, why do you think most people don't get great results from AI?
Yeah, absolutely. They skip the AI levels. That's an easy one. They go straight to the write me a post or create me an image. They don't provide the AI with any context or explanation, no direction, and they don't set the standard. That's why the results feel super average. Once you use all three levels, the quality will significantly improve.
Final question. What's your advice to avoid wasting time with AI?
So firstly, don't chase the shiny tools. Just because there's a new one out there does not mean it's the right one. Don't try to work through or automate everything at once. Pick one, stay to that one, get it right, then move on. Focus on real problems that will result in something you can actually leverage. So you want to be making sure that the time and energy you're spending on creating these tools and educating them is that it's going to save you more time and money, it's going to make you more money, they're the main two, but then there's also increasing quality and consistency and also staying competitive. If it doesn't contribute to one of those, it's probably a waste of time. Another one I like to consider is your headspace. One of the benefits is that it can actually free up your own mind so that you can tap into your creativity or simply allow yourself to let go of some of the worries that come with being a business owner. And finally, AI should simplify your business, not complicate it. AI doesn't have to be this overwhelming. AI doesn't have to be this overwhelming. When you focus on one problem, use the right tool and give it clear direction, it becomes one of the most practical ways for local businesses to save time, stay consistent, and grow with confidence.
A big thank you to Karen Arl from Webstar Web Design for joining us today. The message is clear. AI is here to simplify your business, not complicate it. Karen reminded us that AI doesn't have to be complicated. Start with one problem, pick the right tool, and give it clear direction. Simple, practical, and powerful. Start small, stay focused, and let the tools do the heavy lifting. Thanks so much for joining us, Karen.
Awesome. Thank you.
If today's conversation sparks something for you, check out Karen's other podcasts that simplify AI or using social media platforms to market your business to best advantage. All this and more on 1015fm.com.au, your radio, your voice.